whatever you want if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into hour number two of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. That's the point of the program. But still to come, we've got two stories. We talked in the first hour to Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty about how he was harassed by the police. And the police harassment seems to be extending out from just going after the young punks to octogenarians. We've actually got two stories tonight about two octogenarian ladies, women in their 80s, that are, one of them has already been arrested by the police for a crime that doesn't involve, well, it doesn't involve violence. Whether there's a victim or not, that'll be a few to decide. And then the other lady's being threatened with arrest. We'll tell you what all that's about coming up here if we've got a chance, but of course your calls are the priority. So we go to Shooter, calling from California. Shooter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind?
First time ever calling talk radio. And
welcome aboard.
I got, as you guys recommend, I took a few notes, so I'm going to sound scripted.
Excellent. Go ahead, sir.
I haven't heard much about meter maids and parking police, except for Ann's parking ticket he received in Keene, which I believe was mysteriously paid off after he wrote a letter to the city about it.
This is true.
I live in Hollywood, California, right off of Hollywood Boulevard. It's very dense parking around here. You need parking permits to park in this area. Mm-hmm. And even if you have one, it's very tough to find a spot. What do you guys think about parking police in dense city areas like mine? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think that all property should be privately owned, and then each private property owner can decide for themselves what sort of policy they want to set for the parking spaces that they own. And so, I mean, there are private businesses that have signs up that say, hey, if you're parking here and you're not one of our customers, then you're going to be towed. And I think that's completely okay. It's just the issue of public property that I have a problem with. Mark,
and many of these parking enforcement agencies out there they're running the red, or they're very cost inefficient. You know, it's like the whole purpose of the fines is to pay the organization to be there to enforce. And I understand that we need systems to handle parking.
Well, the concern is the employees are going to park out front of the business. That's the main concern. At least here in Keene, and maybe the same way in Hollywood, there's residential areas above the commercial areas. So a lot of the people that might live at those apartments would want to maybe park in the street. That might be another problem. So that way there are cars in the parking spaces that would be best used by the customers, but aren't in fact the customers. So I understand the motivations, and I think that the marketplace can solve this problem.
Well, one thing that's happening is that you can get a ticket for going downtown many of these places and parking, but you can't get a ticket for parking at the mall or some plaza. Mm-hmm. So people are, you know, just sort of naturally inclined to go to these plazas and these malls to do their business, and businesses being taken away from these businesses that are on, you know, these main streets that have parking, parking meters and stuff.
I have to say that there have been a few times here in Keene where Julia and I have wanted to go out for some lunch, and we have thought out loud, well, if we go downtown, we'll have to pay for parking. Let's find somewhere else. And so those downtown restaurants have missed out on our business because of the parking meters.
Sure. Right, well, the only reason why I think it's appropriate in my area, and I'm right next to the entertainment district, like I can throw a rock and hit Man's Chinese Theater from my roof. But the reason why I think it's good is because people who abandon their cars for too much of a long time. But I don't know. I'm short on cash. I just got a $50 fine. My permit fell off my mirror and it landed in my seat, you know, and they're so quick, you know, you can only leave your car unattended or breaking the so-called rules just for a few minutes before you get hit.
Yep.
And right now they won't give me another parking permit because I'm fighting this $50 ticket. So now I got to walk like a half mile out just to park where there's no permits.
I think one of the problems is here.
Do you think that would happen if the free market was taking care of parking?
Right. That's where I wanted to go with this. And that is that in a situation where there's very limited parking, these parking meters and these rules end up coming into play. Now, Mark, where we come from down in Sarasota, Florida, there are no parking meters in downtown, but there are
Sarasota,
rules.
Florida, they don't have parking meters.
There's a two-hour limit. I remember having everybody was at the radio station would go out every 2 hours to move their
car.
They
chalk the tires, right?
They jockey around, and it was just really just awful. But So these rules and these regulations, they come into play because of a lack of parking. So I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because if all property was privately owned, what you would have is growth that would be appropriately dealt with. You would have, you know, if a new developer wanted to come in and build some sort of a mall, shopping mall, or strip of stores somewhere in a heavily developed area, they would understand that in part of their developing this, they're going to have to purchase some sort of area for parking if they want people to be able
or
to
build
it.
But you see, some
buildings.
Of the problems is a lot of these towns have rules on how high your buildings can go.
Yeah.
So therefore, the builders think to themselves, oh man, I need 13 floors to make this thing profitable, but I only have 13 floors to build. Where am I going to do the parking? What am I going to do?
They're screwed.
Well, build 16, 17 floors, and it wouldn't be a problem.
Right. So it's really the only reason why this paid parking situation exists is because of public property. So if all property were privately owned, the expansion and the growth would be managed correctly, because we all know government can't manage anything correctly, and then we wouldn't even have these problems. Then there'd be all kinds of places to park. You'd have underground parking, parking garages, parking lots, whatever the market would decide would be appropriate to get customers through the front door.
The fact is, when something's in demand, like parking is in Hollywood, there's going to be somebody out there that wants to supply that demand so that they can make some money, and that's what will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other thoughts for us?
No, thanks for taking my call, Ian. Have you heard, have you kept up with the latest Megadeth CD, United Abominations?
Oh, I didn't know there was a new one out. Thanks for the heads up on that. Appreciate it.
I mean, it's probably a year old by now. It's just the latest. But anyway, going back to the thrash roots, I recommend it. Check it out. Thank you, guys.
Very
you guys
good.
Rock.
Thanks, Shooter. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. So parking would be a completely different situation had the marketplace been in control of all property as of the last several decades. We wouldn't have these problems.
And we will have to undo some knots that have been tied, and that's not going to make for the easiest transitions, but, you know, that's just how that's going to have to be.
All right, 800-259-9231. Was there any other, since we're on road-related issues, Mark, did you want to go anywhere with that? I know you'd had you wanted to discuss the road ownership situation a few nights ago on the program, and since we're here, it ties in.
I just have the opinion that essentially the government has to handle roads because of the eminent domain scenario, that you're going to, it's going to be difficult for roads. You're going to need new roads. I understand there's right-of-way currently. You know, there's roads down. People could expand roads. Perhaps flying cars will come into play. But flying semi-trucks and flying trains are a long way off. And I think that you need the power and the threat of force in the form of eminent domain in order to put roads down.
In case somebody doesn't want to sell their property?
In case a whole bunch of people, it's not that they don't want to sell their property, it's that they want to sell it for more than it's worth. I mean, you can drive.
Well, wait a minute, Mark. Who are you to determine what that property is worth? How dare you?
There's a market out there.
Yeah, the market is whatever the price is, the sale price of. So wherever the buying
look,
and the selling meets,
right,
is
I understand.
The price.
If I'm willing, right, sir. Jackass. If I'm moving
you
to
you want to start calling me names, I'll just turn
if
your
I'm
mic
moving
off.
To Keene, New Hampshire, and I need a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in order in which to live, that's kind of what the marketplace of the value is for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I'm going to look around, I'm going to find the one that I like the best, and I'm going to buy that one.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I'm building a road, I need that piece of property right there.
That's just what you want. You don't need that piece of property. You could go around if you wanted to.
Oh, that's going to make for some nice roads, huh?
Well, hey, that's the way the cookie's going to crumble, Mark. And,
that's
you know,
the way the cookie crumbles in your world. It's not going to work.
The fact is, you're here advocating coercion, and I think it's despicable and disgusting. You're talking about stealing people's homes from them.
You're here advocating people drive in circles to get where they want to go, and
no,
I think it's dumb.
I'm advocating, sir, that you actually operate on a voluntary basis, on a consensual basis with your neighbors, and stop threatening them, and you can't let go of it. You can't let go of threatening your neighbors because you don't want to drive an extra half a mile around somebody who doesn't want to
it's
sell their home.
It's not one person who doesn't want to sell their property, Ian. Once somebody sees, oh, look, you know, I can get a higher price for my property, then roads go sky high.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're quite understanding the entire picture, and I think that what you need to start thinking about is some of the other things. For instance, number one, some people might want to sell their property to have a nice, valuable road put in next to it so the property could become more valuable as a result of that. They might want to cede part of their property in order to do that. There are all kinds of market factors here that you aren't bringing into play, and you're not being fair. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. And they include the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience going back for an entire year. So enjoy all that free at freetalklive.com. FreeKeen.com. And you need to know about Freedom Fest. FreeKeen.com presents Keen Freedom Fest. It's happening this Sunday, October 26th, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. So if you're in the New England area and you've been looking for an excuse to come up and meet some of the activists here in Keen, this is a great opportunity for it. I wouldn't make too much of an effort to come if you're too far away, because it could rain. And if it rains, then the bands aren't going to play. It's not going to be as big of an event. But all that said, local organizations will be gathering at Railroad Square in Keene, New Hampshire, to promote liberty. How many ways do you think there are to increase the amount of freedom you experience every day? There are more than you think. Come to the Keene Freedom Fest on this Sunday. That's the same weekend as Keene's famous Pumpkin Festival. That's the day before. So on the 25th, you could go to the Pumpkin Festival and stay in town the next day and come to Freedom Fest. You can learn how you can make your life and your loved ones' lives more enjoyable, more productive, more rewarding, and more free. You can learn more at KeenFreedomFest.com. That's KeenFreedomFest.com. We're going to get back to your phone calls, but just a few thoughts here from our friends in the AMP-only chat room about Mark returning to his fascist roots on the road ownership issue. I thought you had progressed here, Mark. I thought that you had moved ahead, moved forward.
I think that the private companies can build roads. I don't think that they can secure the area on which to build those roads.
Right.
Very successfully.
As Jason Osborne, who is actually an educated man, has to say here in the chat room, if Mark had read one or two articles on auction design, his eyes might open up a little. He suffers from the, I don't possess the knowledge of all market intricacies, therefore I will use guns to get products and services that I want. If pencils were made by the government, he would say, but we have to have government-made pencils.
And I'm not proposing that the government make roads. I'm proposing
that they steal the property in order
to. I think that the free market can pave those roads just fine.
So as Jason pointed out, you're just not in possession of all the facts, and because you don't know everything, you're reverting to violence, and I think it's sad, Mark. It kind of makes me cry on the inside. Can't you hear my voice getting a little warbly there?
I think it's sad that you don't have any good defense for this. I mean,
what do you mean I don't have any good defense?
The best you've got to do is
property rights isn't a good defense. The fact that you own your property and you should be the one to alone to be able to decide whether or not to sell it.
I don't have the right to travel.
You have the right to cross through whatever private property owners want to allow you to cross through their property.
Well, I at that point, what you're doing is boxing everyone in, man.
Nobody's being boxed in, Mark. Do you think that all these various businesses around here want to box you in to keep you away from their business?
Get helicopter service?
Mark, don't you understand that there's a demand to get from point A to point B? And you just said earlier in the show tonight that when there's a demand, the marketplace responds to it.
The supply is real damn low when you've got to go through my property, man.
Mark, you don't own all the property in the world, so there are people around your property that would be more than willing to sell it, and there's a certain price at which you would sell in order to put a road through the middle of your property. If somebody came and offered you a bunch of money to put a road through a piece of property you weren't utilizing, you're damn right you'd take that money.
How do you know what I do?
You said everybody's got their
property,
price, right?
You're saying my piece of property is the only place you can put this road, or are you going to have to go, half a mile this way, half a mile around, half a mile back? It's going to be another three.
I think the price
just went up.
Didn't you tell me, Mark, that everybody has their price?
Everybody has their price.
All right, so then you'd sell for the right price, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay, then.
And it's going to be really high.
Well, whatever the marketplace determines the right price is the right price. And you, as one of the property owners, are part of that marketplace deciding on what that price is. As are all the property owners in your near vicinity, because they'll get to bid you down, because your next door property owner might be willing to say, hey, you build that road over here a little bit further and I'll sell it to you for half the price or for, 25% less than Mark will sell it to you for. And then you've got bidding going on, and then you've got prices lower than you thought they would end
without up the threat of eminent domain. I think you're going to find yourself some really expensive roads.
So basically, let me see what you're saying here, Mark. You're saying that a group of men and women calling themselves government should be able to come to your piece of property and tell you, hey, we're taking this. This is the amount that we're going to give you for it. Screw you. You're screwed.
All right? I'm talking about is a system that works, Ian.
That system doesn't work, Mark. That's outrageous.
It works just
that
fine.
That system is terrible.
Do you see all the roads out there, all the cars out on the road, Ian? I think it's
to
working.
To suggest, Mark, that people would not be able to successfully build roads in the marketplace
I'm not saying
on a
they
voluntary,
can't build
consensual
roads.
Basis is absolutely outrageous.
I'm not saying they can't build roads, Ian.
What are you saying?
I'm saying they aren't going to have land to build it on. They're going to have a difficult time going from one place to the other.
So we need some fascists with guns around to go and threaten people in order to steal their property from them. You are disgusting.
I think there needs to be a certain level of governing. Yes.
That's not governing,
that's
Mark.
That's not disgusting.
That's threatening. That's hurting your neighbor. And you're saying that that's okay? Despicable. Let's continue with your phone calls. As we go to whatever you want to discuss, we will talk to San in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, San.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? You're on with the fascists.
Yeah, well, out here in Michigan where I'm at, the roads are abysmal. And
thank God we have government to take care of them.
Well, let me put it in immensely accurate perspective. Somehow I discovered a website called Perma-Patch, and I don't even have a computer, okay? But I called the company. The company says, check with the East Coast municipalities relative to the integrity of this high-tech polymer called Perma-Patch. So I did, Massachusetts, Maryland, and elsewhere. I don't know if I called Vermont or New Hampshire. This was like 7 years ago. Well, anyway, long story short, it works phenomenally well year-round. So I brought it to the attention of the local yokel idiot morons in government, and they summarily dismissed it.
So, and you brought this technology up in hopes that they would adopt it in order to maybe save themselves some money to fix the roads in a more permanent basis?
Well, the idea is to survey and experiment, put it to the test, right? See what works best, right? Because even though it might be a tad bit more expensive, and it is, the ultimate reality is, golly, look at here. We have maybe a 10% failure rate at the most, whereas with this other kerosene crap, we have about a 100% failure rate. It may take 3 or 4 months, but yeah, then we have to go around and fill them up again.
It's amazing how fast you have to fill up those potholes. It seems like just as soon as they put the thing, put the black stuff in there, it's starting to come out.
Of course, and that's what you call planned obsolescence. Don't forget, and I don't think you would ever forget, but government has to justify its existence. Okay, So what does government like to do? Oh, they like to, Rumsfeld said, well, we got chaos over here. Okay, we got to restore order out of this here chaos. Well, there are some rather astute investigative journalist authors, and I'll name three. Robert Dreyfus, Devil's Game. James Cooley, Unholy Wars. And I forget the other guy, he authored the book Rogue State.
Well, one of the things for sure about government is they like to protect their buddies, and whoever it is that's selling them the asphalt or doing the road work over there would not like your perma solution thing, and that's probably the number one reason why they rejected
you. Permapatch at permapatch.com.
Thank you for the call tonight, by the way. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers. In the foot care section.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. Got over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. So, again, enjoy over at wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies is offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of the classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS even provides housing as well as meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. That's libertarianseminars.com for more info. All right, so as we continue here, you can bring up anything. By the way, Jason Osborne is asking if he can actually pull sponsorship from you, Mark, and only sponsor Ian on the program. Everything
really
Ian says, he's going to get behind, and then everything you say, as long as
you
it's fascist.
You can just back it up with, this is brought to you by SACL CAI every time.
My viewpoint, you mean?
Yeah. You know, it's easy to say, oh, you're using government force and free market Jesus will come and save us all. But, you know, until you can come up with solutions as to how these things will work, and I'm looking into this auction design thing now, but it's going to take me a while to get through it. But I don't know.
The solution is to stop threatening your neighbors. That's the solution. Let the market decide what the solutions will end up being. That's
free market
there's
Jesus.
No Jesus there, Mark.
Hallelujah.
The market.
I don't know how the market will take care of this, but I'm sure that it will.
Mark, and it does a fine job at doing everything that it does. It gets the job done in every single area it's allowed to work.
There's supply and demand. It absolutely does. But when it comes to land where a road needs to go from point A to point B,
someone will supply
is extraordinarily low.
Well, there's a price to be paid, right? Someone will pay the price, and someone will supply the land. And if it's not you, then your neighbor's going to get the deal.
Someone will pay the price, the consumers.
That's how it always works out, right? All right, so we continue here, and we talk to Russell in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Russell.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I can't take this argument anymore. Okay, the free market principles work the same for roads as they do for anything else, okay? Everything the free market does is always cheaper than the government does, period. Okay?
Yeah, there's also damn right.
There's also a couple podcasts on lewrock.com to talk about this. You actually build under the land or over the land, because you don't, there's a principle where you actually don't own all the air above the land, so you can actually go above the land.
How far?
Okay?
I don't own the sunlight? I mean, I don't have some kind of claim on sunlight coming to my property?
There was a podcast a while back on lewrock.com that went into this. There's also a book called Turnpikes that actually goes about how the free market worked before government got into the roads and transportation across the United States. Well, I haven't read the book, but...
I'm sure that that's true, and I'll bet you in unincorporated areas, very rural areas, these things will work just fine. But when you're getting into areas where you're talking about a lot more people and a lot smaller areas of land,
I think it'd be even easier there, Mark, because then you've got various different landowners, all of whom are willing to compete to get the road built through their property.
Sometimes you'll have, bits of land. If you're talking about very small, like city lot situations, you're going to have to buy several. So if you've got two lots sitting next to me, but you have to have mine because, well, you've already paid for those two lots, then you're really in trouble.
But there'd be a solution that, and the idea that you have to come up with a solution before government get rid of government? No. It will work out his way, okay?
Now, I hear you. I'd love to have this kind of faith, however...
He just can't put the gun down, Russell. He just can't put it down. He's addicted to the violence.
You believe in government or you don't believe in government. We know government doesn't work.
I know government...
We know it doesn't work.
Yeah,
right?
I think government's extraordinarily inefficient. However, you can't tell me that everything that the government does is less costly than what the free market would do in the case of buying and selling property.
In every single example, it is. First of all, government resists technology. It actually lowers costs.
Yep.
Okay. You can't go to people that produce the roads and say, "Hey, use this technology." They resist it. Okay. There's unions. They won't get paid as much.
Right. That's what the last caller was just pointing out, that he proposed a better technology to the government people and they shot him down. So the road technology level has stayed about the same for the last several decades. Who knows what sort of wonderful advancements and cost cutting measures would have been invented by the people in search of profit in the marketplace. Who knows how cheap building roads could be. We do know that when government puts road building out for bid, they can get it done at a third of the price. So we already know that even governments can get roads built cheaper. So it's hard to even envision how cheap it could be done in the marketplace. And, of course, then there are all kinds of other options to receive revenue from these roads. So
we know that also that when the government takes money from roads, taxes, and give it back to the states, they automatically take 13% off the top. So automatically roads will be cheap, 13% cheaper, even before that.
Well, I think that the government can pave roads significantly more cheaply that the marketplace can pave roads significantly more cheaply than the government. However, it's the procurement of land that bothers me.
Any other thoughts, Russell?
I just think that it would be solved. I mean, I don't have a solution, because we don't have a free market in roads. So, until you get to that point,
I can feel the spirit, brother.
Thank you, Russell. Appreciate it. Glad you tried calling in to talk to this jerk. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. He thinks he knows what's best and is willing to enforce it upon you at the threat of violence. That's what Mark's all about here tonight.
I don't propose that.
Sad.
I think that that people have the right to travel from one place to another. And
no, you don't. You only have the right to go where others will allow you to go. If you're on private property, you only have a right to be there if I say you can be there.
Well, I guess that you're always going to be – the only right you have is to stay on the one little plot of land you were born on, huh?
But you are so ignorant on this, Mark.
About rights here. You're
like
saying I don't have the right to go any damn where that you don't say I have the right to go, so
If I own the property, you don't have the right to come on my property unless I tell you you can.
I'm not saying that you do, but however,
luckily,
people need to be able to move from one place to the other.
That's right. They do, and the marketplace marketplace will provide for that. It's a demand, Mark. People want to get from one place to the other, so people will build roads, and they'll build airplanes, and they'll build all kinds of wonderful things, subways even, that will allow people to successfully accomplish those tasks they're looking to do. The idea that all of a sudden everybody would be forced to stay on their own plot of land if we had a free market, or all of a sudden no roads would be able to be built because nobody would sell their property because they're all too greedy, is absolutely absurd, and it ignores how the marketplace works. It ignores the reality of competition. The fact is, if somebody wants to build a road, someone is going to sell. It may be a high price, and that will be built into the cost of the road, and whatever ends up, you know, it'll be part of the investment for whatever it costs the people that are investing.
It might very well be cost prohibitive, considering the elimination of the FAA.
Well, then they don't get a road, then.
Then you don't get products moved from one place to the other.
Then maybe you should sell your darn property so you can get to the store. Let's continue here.
That's not how it works. It's like voting, man.
Steve, you're on
Toronto. It's like saying you should vote a certain way so that everybody will.
Steve, you're on in Toronto.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Mark, but I didn't want to be cut off. Anyways, am I on air?
You are.
Okay, great.
With a fascist.
So I have a question, and Mark, I'm sorry to pose this only to Ian, but I guess my question is concerning or needs to be addressed to somebody who loves liberty, and right now you don't sound so much like that.
Sounds like a hate.
Oh yeah, I want the government to handle eminent domain in the area of procurement of
steal.
New roads.
You want to steal. That's what you want to do. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, thank you. Ian, then, and Mark, I was only half joking there, by the way.
But go ahead.
Okay. So, Ian, I pose a hypothetical question here, and that is, if the Free State Project were to take hold and become very successful, and say 10 years down the road, you have a completely free market society in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
With all the free market mechanisms you want, and there's nobody
apparently
forcing.
We'll all be starving to death if what Mark says is true. Go ahead.
Right. But if this is the case, and in this hypothetical situation, let's say that things went completely the opposite of where you wanted them to go. That is that there was total freedom, but things were chaotic and everyone was impoverished. And I know it sounds extremely unlikely.
It does. We're going to bring it back. You can paint the picture better here in moments. Hang on, Steve. More on the way with Steve here. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's garden. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Take a stand for health.
Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go to promote us at promote.freetalklive.com, and you can learn all the various different ways that you can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. There's a variety of different methods. Most of them are completely free, a few of them very low cost. Get all the details at promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Steve in Toronto. Steve, you were painting a picture for us, and you barely had time to get into it. So go ahead again with your question.
Sure. Thanks, guys. So my question was a hypothetical. I think it almost impossible, but I still wanted to pose it anyway. So let's say that 10 years down the road, New Hampshire is able to secede and instill a total free market system, and for some unlikely reason, it just becomes a total trash hole and riddled with disease and
couches
crime.
Couches in the yard.
Right, and everything's just, everyone's going nuts. And
brothels everywhere. Everybody's doing heroin.
Exactly, and you know, market needs aren't being met, and let's say that continues for another 10 years because you're just still so dedicated to the idea of freedom, and simultaneously, somewhere else in the country, say, Idaho, becomes increasingly more authoritarian, and eventually it's completely centrally governed, and however, it's becomes this blissful utopia. And no disease, and everyone has enough to eat, and everyone's happy.
Now you are talking fantasy, because
you are living in an alternate universe.
We have plenty of authoritarian places currently that are, you know, that you can show time after time are not doing as well as a more free place.
Well, and yes, and all the evidence points to the free marketplace as any time, anywhere the marketplace has control of something where government has at one time had control over the same thing, you can see direct comparison. That the marketplace works while the authoritarian solutions just barely function.
Right.
So, you're talking about a world where everything would be turned completely upside down.
Sure, I admit that, and that's why I preface it by saying extremely unlikely, almost impossible scenario.
Yes.
But there's a point to this question.
Okay.
And the final part of this is, if it turned out the way I just irrationally proposed, would that change your mind about the merits of liberty? And would you then change your mind and say, you know what, I thought I was right about living in free market society, but it turns out I'm wrong, and we should go authoritarian?
How do you even answer a question like that? It's not based in reality. I mean, I'll answer the question for you. I don't aggress against my neighbors, and I will not advocate aggressing against my neighbors. I mean, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I don't, you know, all the evidence is contradictory to what it is that you're suggesting.
Sure.
So my viewpoint is based on evidence, and it's based on what's the right thing to do. And it's not nice to go and threaten your neighbors. Whatever your goals.
I'll do what works. However, I'm of the opinion...
You're a utilitarian.
I am a utilitarian. I'd like to keep people alive, disease-free, and a society functioning.
Well, they'll be alive as long as they obey, right, Mark?
Now,
they'll be alive. Otherwise, you'll shoot them.
I'm not shooting anybody, man.
If they don't obey you, you'll shoot them.
What are you talking about?
You'll have your men with guns shoot them.
Am I in charge?
You might like to be.
Well, if I was in charge,
I'd just search Idaho. I've pitched to you guys.
All I'm saying is that I believe that I'd rather go for a whole libertopia, a completely free society, and try that, even with people being completely uneducated on liberty. I think that would go better than some kind of giant state crackdown.
Okay. See, I guess that, Ian, your response confuses me a little. I was always left with the impression that the reason you wanted liberty was not strictly because it's the principled way, but rather... More importantly, because it's the best way for people to live harmoniously.
Well, that's a nice bonus, but no, the reason I like the idea of liberty is because I find it despicable when people aggress against others, and I don't like the idea of being threatened. I've never appreciated being threatened. I've never appreciated being ordered around and told what to do. I've always been anti-authoritarian in nature ever since I can remember. Being in kindergarten,
talk about how, you know, when we first did the show, you used to talk about the benefits and how things would work better, and you know, at some point you lost your marbles, and then you became entirely an ideologue. And to say that I'd rather have a society where people are disease ridden,
but that's absurd. You've already agreed that's absurd.
Right,
it's not reality.
Absurd, but what I'm asking you is to accept the absurd as a hypothetical. And would you still be okay with it?
See, no, I'm not okay with forcing my neighbors to do things. No, I'm not okay with that. That's wrong. I would not want that done to me, so I will not do it to my neighbors.
Now, you see
makes
how,
sense, right?
You see how I can...
That's ideologue. It's ideologue. Whatever. I don't care, Mark.
You see how I can take a hypothetical and I can give you an answer to it, but the ideologue cannot?
I gave you the damn answer, right? I said
you did.
Yes.
You did.
You'd rather humanity die.
Right.
Ludicrous.
You'd rather humanity die than something than somebody possibly have one of their little their rights stepped on.
See, I guess the reason I'm asking this, guys, is because I recently thought long and hard about it. I used to be, I would say, an ideologue as well, where to me the mere notion of liberty and total freedom was the single most important thing. But then I thought longer about it, and that wasn't the end goal for me. It was the means to for everyone to live a better life, I think, long term.
Who are you to determine what is that better life? You may know what the better life is for you, but maybe for somebody else, the better life is something that's completely different from what you might envision.
Short, disease-ridden, addicted.
Whatever.
Yeah, people want that.
I'm just saying, who are you to determine, Mark? Who do you think you are?
I just want things to function, man. I want society to progress.
And that's what the free marketplace does. We see every single issue, every single time.
I agree with that, but I think you're able to convince more people that liberty is the way to go if you can help them logically understand that it generally leads to less suffering overall.
I think that's what we do pretty well on this show every single night. I mean, that's
when you talk about what works, then you can communicate with people. However, when you communicate from the standpoint of the most important thing in this world to me is liberty, then all they're saying is, well, there's somebody who cares about something that isn't as important to me.
That's fine, and I think we've made the points on these. We've made all of these points on all of the issues over all of the years on this show. We've been all over the place from the ideological perspective to the various reasons why the marketplace is superior to coercion,
and it's
quite clear. They both come hand in hand. You can't separate them.
And I give you huge credit for bringing up both. However, I do hear points where you'll revert back to somebody's arguing for more statist policies. And you'll say, okay, well, then you want to throw me in a jail cell. And that's kind of the be-all, end-all argument. And
yeah, it is the be-all, end-all argument, because you have to understand, Steve, at one point, or as you're in a conversation with somebody and you just keep getting they just keep bringing it down to details and statistics and facts and figures. If you don't have all the statistics in front of you to compete with them on that, then all you have at that point is to go to the gun in the room and say, "Hey, that's not very nice. Why are you doing that?"
Yeah, but that's not going to convince them. I think most people are okay with aggressing if they think it's going to lead to better results long term.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I think that there are a lot of people that are very uncomfortable about the idea of supporting aggression, and I think it depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to a liberal and they want to help people get health care coverage, if they find out that what they're actually advocating is that people get thrown in cages for not participating, then they might back away from that and they might reconsider their options. We can talk about them both. We can talk about the details, and we can talk about why the free marketplace is better. But if none of that is working, then it makes sense to go to the moral issue. It makes sense to go there because that is the ultimate end, in my opinion.
Yes, you're right, but I've just found that more often, talking to both liberals and conservatives, when push comes to shove, they're just fine aggressing if it's going to bring about the ideal results that they want. And so I've found that a better strategy, though I'm not always successful, of course, is trying to show them not to revert back to ideology, but instead to show them how what they want to achieve, their end, is better achieved through liberty than it is through aggression.
I absolutely agree with you. I'm 100% agreement, and that's what I've always advocated here, is find the areas where you agree with people and then show them how it is that where you agree with the end. So, you know, if you want clean water, clean air, you show the environmentalists that they'll have cleaner water and cleaner air through the marketplace process than through coercion. However, if none of that is working, if you've shown them the statistics and you've shown them the information and you've shown them clearly how it is the marketplace works better and they still hold on, as Mark does with his Rhodes thing, and they still hold on to the violence, then you should give up on that person. If you show them the gun in the room and they still hold on to the violence, if they then advocate, yes, I will throw you in a cage if you don't obey me, yes, I will steal your property from you if you don't obey, then leave that person behind and move on to the next prospect. And I thank you, Steve, for the call, because the fact is, some people are
compromising just doesn't work. To say that you could possibly, let's try your level of freedom and then give me the opportunity to try it someplace else.
There are
completely
enough people,
free.
And if what we're talking about is persuading people, we understand this is a prospecting process.
Be an ideologue.
There are enough people in the world that will that you can just go to somebody else and talk to them. Hour 3 is coming up.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, ChapterOne.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Camera.